Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're counting down, two sessions left, and then we have a UBIT session after this. So here we're going to hear about tax and bond compliance overview. I can let you know that the three panelists I know very well, the University of Michigan sponsors a bond tax forum. We talk about bonds about an hour for six times a year. And one of our frequent speakers, just about every year, in fact, it is every year, is Alan and his team from BLX. And Alan is the managing director with BLX. And Sandy just spoke with us on arbitrage. And, of course, things are starting to change now with the market, and that's bringing arbitrage back. And then Kirsten actually spoke on post-issuance compliance issues. And so it'll be a very riveting conversation, I guarantee it. Anyway, I turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Ed. BLX is happy to be here. We love being able to get a bond topic on the agenda, one bond topic a year. So we're thankful that we're back on the agenda this year and happy to have Kirsten with us to give the university perspective. We've done this with Kirsten several times over the years, and they've got a great program in place to monitor tax and bond compliance. So her perspective will be helpful. So municipal bonds, you know, can be a valuable tool for higher ed institutions as they represent a cost-effective way to finance capital projects. Municipal bonds are often done as tax-exempt bonds, but, you know, there's always a but. But those tax-exempt bonds come with strings, and those strings are in the form of ongoing compliance requirements. The two main buckets of requirements with respect to your taxes and bonds are the investment of your proceeds, the arbitrage rebate side, and then the use of your bond financed facilities, and that's the private use side. So today we're going to focus on those two and give you a pretty high level overview on those two. We're going to focus more on the arbitrage rebate side. For the past year in the rising interest rate environment, arbitrage rebates has been a really hot topic, and Sandy will talk about the reasons and the things you need to be looking at, looking for with respect to arbitrage rebate. And, you know, it's the ultimate responsibility of the universities to sort of monitor compliance with your tax and bonds and make sure that you're sort of abiding by the rules under which you sort of issued those bonds. All right, so let's jump right in. So post-issuance compliance, again, anything applies after you issue those bonds. So it's post-issuance, you get to the table, issue the bonds, you get the money, and then these compliance requirements sort of kick in at that point. Issuers and borrowers of tax-exempt bonds must comply with the federal regulations for the life of the bonds, and that's typically 20 to 30 years. So it's a very, very complex set of regulations and a long period of time. So it's easy for footfalls or missteps to occur, and that's really what, you know, the essence of post-issuance compliance is, to sort of correct and catch those mistakes, which are bound to occur in 20 to 30 years. Failure to comply with the federal tax requirements, you know, could jeopardize the tax-exempt status of the bonds. That's the ultimate threat when you're thinking about tax-exempt debt. If your bonds are declared taxable, it's the bondholders that are paying that those taxes, and it's really just, you know, not a situation that you want to find yourself in with your investors or bondholders sort of upset with you that there was a tax problem. In addition, a tax problem can delay or derail a refunding transaction. So it's something you need to think about when you're about to go to the market to refund bonds, is are you in compliance with respect to your prior bonds? Unexpected cures can be expensive, and if you do have sort of a large tax problem, you may have to disclose that with respect to your continuing disclosure. So to be able to get to the table and issue those bonds, you've got a set of requirements that exist at closing, and those are sort of reasonable expectations, sort of what you reasonably expect with respect to the investment of bond proceeds, the expenditure of bond proceeds, and the use of your facilities. So all of that will be laid out in the tax certificate that your bond counsel will deliver to you at closing, and then post-issuance compliance really is actual facts and circumstances with respect to those categories after those bonds are issued. So why do these rules exist in the first place? You know, the IRS really and the Treasury view tax exemption as a federal subsidy, and they want to make sure that federal subsidy is being properly applied. And there's two ways that that federal subsidy sort of can be abused or taken advantage of. On the arbitrage rebate side, the issuer or the borrower sort of improperly increases the subsidy that they're receiving. That would be issuing too many bonds or issuing more than you need and issuing those bonds sooner than you need. So you would be sort of benefiting from that subsidy.